This is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN, where we talk to our friends from the Lata District Library every week. Normally, we talk to Chelsea, but Chelsea is on assignment, as we say in the biz. So this week, we have Jeanette and Ellen joining us. And you know, when we have Jeanette in, we're going to be talking a little history. We'll be talking some genealogy. And Ellen is here to kind of add a little color to what's going on. So, ladies, what going on at the LDL, which pertains to your fields of expertise?
Yes, history.
Yes.
So we've got a great program tonight called The Picture of Health, Getting Well in the Tri-Cities. It's tonight at 6 o'clock in the lower level of the library. And we have Ellen Paulin from the Tri-Cities Historical Museum with us doing her magic and sharing some really great history about medicine in the area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fill it in, Ellen.
Absolutely. So when we talk about the picture of health getting well in the Tri-Cities in the past, what we are going to talk about tonight is all those quack medicines and the snake oil salesmen.
Yes.
Like all those weird things that people buy into to make themselves healthy. What did people do for that stuff in the past?
Yeah.
And how all of those quack medicines kind of come out of like really legit herbal like remedies that people have had for generations and generations.
Okay.
And then we evolve into like selling you whatever's gonna, we got the thing that's gonna make you healthy and well and cure anything that ails you.
All right. Will we be selling any snake oil?
Ooh, I'm not sanctioned to sell official snake oil.
Okay.
But she will have some pieces from the museum's collection,
right? Well, I was
going
to say,
that is true. Yes, we are going to be featuring some fun things from our collection that highlight some of these like pseudo medicines and snake oils that are from right here in our own backyard.
Okay. How big, I don't want to call this business, but I guess that's the only word I can think of. How big was this business in these parts? I mean, was this like a really, really big thing?
Well, what is fun about looking at this topic is that if you think about all of the things that people buy into to make themselves healthy today in 2026, and there's so many, like buying into the supplement or these vitamins are going to cure everything that ails you. If you look at it through the lens of the past, they have all of those exact same things.
Mm.
So even your local pharmacy is going to have like, hey, we've got this tonic that is going to be good for your liver. And if you are good for your liver, then everything is okay. Mm. And it just so many different things. Tonics that are going to help you grow your hair out. Or we'll dabble in how we apply electricity and electrotherapy, which at the beginning we were trying and testing and using it for a lot of different things to see, is this going to work? Does this have a good medical application? And then ultimately finding out, maybe not so much. But now in 2026, we've come full circle and have applied it in different ways that are useful.
Now, Jeanette, do we have any historical things coming up that we need to know about? Anything you're working on? Anything you're percolating?
Well, we are percolating our summer walking tour series. Ellen and I collaborate on that wonderful series every summer, and we will be meeting next week to pick our dates and talk about everything that will be going on. So the walking tours are wildly popular, and we do them in the summer on Tuesdays in the morning because it's a little cooler and a little more comfortable for everyone.
Now, do you mix it? Like, if you went on a tour last year, will it be a different tour this year? Do you change it? Or, I mean, are there old favorites that you always have to hit on the tour? Or what do you do?
We do a lot of repeats of what we did last year. It's possible we'll add a new tour, but it takes a lot of research and time to develop a new tour. So it's hard to change all of them every year.
Gotcha.
Because I do 4 independent tours. Ellen does 4, so that's 8 different tours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it kind of like, you know, in my head when you're talking about this, I'm visualizing these tours we took in Hollywood when we went out there. But like, do we walk around and we stop at something like this is XX site and this happened here and this is the place where blank to blank blank happened?
Yes. Oh. That's exactly it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then if you had the thing where you've had somebody who maybe has lived here for quite a few years and you're going and you say, well, you know, X event happened at this site and they go, I've lived here my whole life and I never knew that.
Of course. Oh, wow. All the time.
What's the big one? What's the big one that you show where people go, I have no idea. I had no idea about that.
The bank robbery, I think, still gets plenty of
people. Is that the one up here by the old Chase?
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too,
the bank
robbery. Fill
people in on that, because I have a story about that. But you go, like, I didn't witness it, but go ahead.
You're not that old?
No, I'm not that old.
All right, because it happened in 1933.
Yes, go ahead.
And Babyface Nelson, Ed Bence, and their gang came to town and robbed the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And got away. So was it successful? There was a little gunfire in the streets.
Okay.
For them to get away and hijacking a car with kids in it.
Oh,
and
wow.
They let the kids go.
Yeah.
They were thinking twice about it, but they did let them go.
All right.
But it made big national news. It was Babyface Nelson's
famous
first
gangster.
Bank robbery that was successful.
Mm-hmm.
He had a robbery before that, but this was one of the first.
Okay.
Yeah.
The story I added to that is many, many years ago. Well, I'm in my 27th year here at WGHN, but when I started, we had a sales rep, and she has since passed on. And she was married, and her husband had passed on, but her husband was a little boy. And he told the story. He came in one time. I might have even had him tell it on the air. I can't remember. But he was sitting on the roof of the building across the way, and he and his friends watched the whole thing. And I thought that was so, now looking back, I mean, the history of the town, it's like, oh, wow. I mean,
because
like for us, that's like the big thing, you know?
Yeah.
And he just said, I remember and he was very with it. You know, they were up there playing on the roof or something like, which they shouldn't have been. And then all of this happened and they just saw the whole thing, but he knew all the details and it was a fascinating story. And it's the old, it was Chase. I don't know what it is now. I think it's office.
Condos.
Building. Yeah, condos. But it was the old Chase building right up the street from us here.
Yep.
Very cool. That's the kind of thing you learn on the walking tour, which starts when the weather gets warm.
It is.
Okay. Our guests this week on Beyond the Book have been Ellen and Jeanette, and we are talking about some of the programs that they have coming up here starting tonight and in the warmer months to come. Ladies, if people want to learn more about anything at all, if they want to learn about the genealogy resources, if they want to learn anything at all about what's going on at the library, where's the best place to go?
Well, our website, of course, loudatlibrary.org.
Alrighty, this is Beyond the Book here on 92.1 WGHN. I'm your host, Jesse Bruce, and we'll be back next week.